day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Checking in on the beef checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, one of the topics that a lot of folks within the industry and beyond are talking about these days is something called sustainability. When it comes to beef sustainability, what sort of messages are we trying to deliver back to the consumer?
Well, first of all, we work to correct misinformation every day through social media and through our efforts with key influencers from dietitians to educators. But the fact is that beef production, including the production of animal feed, is responsible for only 3.3% of greenhouse gas emissions in the United States. This is dramatically lower than the often misquoted global livestock figure of 14.5%. By continuously improving their production practices today, U.S. beef farmers and ranchers are able to produce the same amount of beef with one-third fewer cattle than they were in 1977. We are doing a wonderful job in the U.S. beef industry.
Learn more by going to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. Firm support remained rooted in lean hog trade despite traders pulling back from aggressive early gains today. The focus on potential progress in a trade deal between the U.S. and China has sparked hope throughout the complex. Cattle trade remained weak today, with feeder cattle futures leading the complex lower, December corn futures up 2 cents. Stock markets higher in active trade today, with the Dow Jones up 440 points, the NASDAQ up 129 points. In live cattle today, futures slowly backed away from early morning lows, although pressure continued to hold prices under moderate to strong pressure. The December futures contract led the complex lower with a dollar per hundredweight loss. October, though, still remaining within the sideways and range-bound price levels. It's unlikely that a wide gap between the futures and wholesale beef values will be able to continue. But as beef values fall, it's likely that additional pressure will sweep throughout the complex. Cash cattle trade today starting to develop, although not enough to consider moderate to active trade. Box beef cutouts today were lowered, down 84 cents in select and down 67 cents per hundredweight in choice, with light movement of 56 total loads. In feeder cattle today, firm pressure quickly developing with the focus on light to moderate gains in the corn futures. The pull away from the recent market lows in corn trade puts more emphasis on just how vulnerable feeder cattle prices and the overall cattle market remains when it comes to the production costs and feed costs. Nearby feeder cattle prices backing away from triple-digit losses seen early in the session, but still remain weak given the lack of buyer interest and end-of-week position taking. Meanwhile, wheat led a mixed day in the grain trade, with corn futures 2 cents higher amid light buying. Soybean futures were 10 to 13 cents lower today, with meal $2 to $3 lower and oil 25 to 35 points lower. Meanwhile, wheat futures were 6 to 9 cents higher today, with line buying as the dollar holds its reversal and profit taking versus oversold conditions. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.